AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Pod podcast, whatever that means.
AJ, Bridge and Spider, and we've got the podcast.
Yeah, Warnie's in the poop again. Very controversial. We caught up with Peter Ford, who is the international entertainment reporter. He was live straight off the phone to Warnie.
Yeah, a lot of Peters. Peter Hollywood as well joined us. He was on the red carpet of the Brownlow. And Herb, our resident fisherman, not only did he talk about the Flathead Classic that he's about to have a crack at here on the Gold Coast, but we also asked him a quick question. Can you help us, Herb?
Oh.
Fishing fails, get into scales.
Huge weekend, the AFL Grand Final on Saturday, on Sunday the NRL Grand Final. But for some of the local anglers, the Flathead Classic here on the Gold Coast kicks off. Registration signing is tonight, and then tomorrow is the first day of fishing. So it's the Grand Final of Flathead anglers out there. And there's one person who has a crack at this every year. And he joins us. Morning, Herbert. How's the pre-season been?
Yeah, I've been training. Did 18 the other day.
18 what?
I went flathead.
Did you sleep with your fishing rod? Yeah. You like to do that before the game. As in, sleep next to it, obviously.
Yeah. I bought a couple of new rods and reels off a young mate of mine, and the missus had to spend the night in the spare room. But that's all right, I have been doing a little bit of practicing, if you call it practicing. I just call it fishing because I love flathead fishing. I love getting the feed out of them and I love letting them go. And to me, all it's about this weekend is just having a good time. It's pretty much a holiday for me. I mean, we're blessed with some good conditions. Probably tomorrow is going to be nice with light, probably around 10 to 12 knot easterlies. Thursday is going to be the hardest day with about 20 knot northerlies. That's going to be tough for everyone. And Friday's going to be an awesome morning with light southwest, southeast breezes around 5 knots.
Hey, Herb, don't worry about the things you can't influence. You can't influence the weather. Don't worry about it. What are you focused on? Where's your area? How are you going to win this competition? Don't tell me you don't want to win it.
Oh, yeah. Look, I'd love to win it, Spider. I mean, I'm only going to do what I always do. I tow pig lures. I tow them short and shallow. And I'm going to try and get myself some good fish. I mean, coming up to the comp, I've got a nice fish around 84 centimetres just the other week. I've been getting a few around the 60s and 70s, but so has everyone that's been trying to win it. I mean, there's 300 teams in this event.
They're
all gunning for the big flathead, you know what I mean? And everyone, there's different. There's chuckers, there's bobbers, there's teabaggers, there's towers. I mean,
okay.
You know, you got the gob wobblers and the paddle tails, and then you've got the pigs.
Yeah,
pig lures.
They work.
Herb, at the meeting this morning, there was a prominent person at the table suggesting, very good friend of yours, that you're a great fisherman, you're very good at your trade, but when it comes to the Flathead Classic, you get the yips.
You choke.
Yeah, I know, I get the yips. You know, I've got a plan this year. I'm packing my bags at the moment for the Flathead Classic. I'm not coming home. I'm staying on site.
Oh, no, that's just dangerous because we want to check in on you every day
no
and I do have memories that you don't of last year.
I'm staying in a tent. I'm staying in the Great Northern tent.
Oh, God.
And I'm hosting this thing. I'll have to wake you up every night.
No, Peter, you know you'll be on duty. But you did catch some big ones last week, so that's scary.
Yeah, no, look, there have been plenty getting caught and look, we do it blind, the Flathead Classic. We don't have a sounder or nothing. We just look for the bait. Not that blind.
Oh, yes,
Herb, very, very quickly, a quick question without notice. I've been getting a lot of emails, and there's a 40-year-old guy that's been asking for advice. He needs to get back into the dating game, and we thought, well, there's only one person who's kind of can give that advice.
Well,
Herb, what would you give a 40-year-old bloke who's just broken up that needs to get into the dating game?
He's looking for a partner.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know what. I just go down to the pub on a Friday night and have a few skooies and first bird that catches your eye, take a straight on. Go over and say, how you going? Herb from Australia. Straight away then. You want to go fishing, mozzer? Yeah. He'll be set. He'll be taking her out in the boat the next day. You can stop in, tow a few pigs, have a bit of a feed at Tippo's. Straight home that night.
Okay, let's stop it there, eh?
Oh, that is hilarious. Herb. Cheers.
Thank you very much. I'll see you tonight at the registration of the Flathead Classic.
Yeah, I'll miss you tonight, Spider. I'm on parent duties. I'll be there tomorrow night. I'm going to have a little breather tonight, a little bit of relaxation time for myself just to think about the proceedings over the next 3 days. And look out, I'm on fire. I can't wait.
Well, we've obviously got a new segment called Help Me Herb now.
Over. Peter Ford is on the telephone to tell us all about Warnie and reveal all.
Yeah, this will be in everyone's news feed today. It's explosive stuff. The lady, and Warnie was cleared yesterday. We reported on it. Of
Valerie Fox.
And he was cleared with any CCTV footage.
And Pete, you've just got off the phone from Warnie.
How are you? I'm a bit breathless. Yeah, look, normally with Warnie, of course, it's normally text messages. No one ever gets to speak to
it. Exactly right.
It's like the Wizard of Oz or something. But this current drama which is going on with this woman who, now she's not a porn star, everyone's saying, oh, she's a porn star, Valerie Fox is her name.
Yeah.
She calls herself an international temptress. I've never seen that.
Okay.
When you were in school, Bridge, do you ever get your career counsellor offer you that option?
I think when I was failing maths, yes. Yeah.
Nurse, teacher, or international temptress. Anyway, having said, I'm not speaking to the press and I'm not going to be talking about this publicly. Well, surprise, surprise, ka-ching, suddenly Valerie Fox can't shut her mouth. She's offering up all this information about what allegedly happened at this nightclub last Friday night. And one of the most interesting twists is there were apparently three different sort of porn stars or temptresses there. And on a previous occasion, Valerie's claiming that Warnie had asked her and another one to get into a dog cage.
Where does that come from? Because we've seen the allegations. We've seen the allegations, of Warnie punching her or striking her, which the police have said no. There's no case to answer it. So now she's come out and said that. Well, at one stage we're asked to jump into a dog cage. Really?
But I know, but even you, Spider, in times gone by, would never have had the dog cage on standby, would you?
Oh, no, come on. Honestly, that it's horrible. But it's not. Is it true or not true? What's Warnie saying?
Well, Warnie says he's not denying the dog cage, but I think it was like a set-up kind of party stupid thing. I mean, it wasn't like they were forced into the dog cage. I mean, these are grown adults. If they want to do sort of out there and kinky stuff, they're allowed to do it. And, there's not like we're talking about three nuns here. We're talking about three international temptresses. They know, they've been around the block a few times. But Warnie is still saying he never hit this woman.
Yeah.
And she's sticking by her story still. She's not backing down. She's saying the only reason they haven't charged him is that they haven't got enough evidence to prove it. So, but, I'm very surprised by this. And you know him, Spider. There's, for all of the ability he has to be a goose, there's no history of violence there at all.
Yeah.
And that's why when I first saw this story, I thought, no, something about this doesn't ring true. I mean, I wasn't there. I can't tell you whether it did or didn't happen. But it just does not stay true to his normal rap sheet.
Well, you talk to him. What's he saying?
He's pretty angry. I think he's going to take legal action, not against Valerie Fox, because initially she didn't actually name him. She only went on social media and said, oh, vile creature. And she didn't name him. Yeah, it was the Sun newspaper who named him.
Right.
So I reckon if he's going to go anybody, he will go them.
Right.
Now, so that's what will happen. And I would suspect she hasn't got much money anyway, so there's no point suing her.
Finally, don't you think, though, because he is Shane Warne, he probably shouldn't have dog cages in a hotel room, because could bite back at
him. He might be sponsored by PAL this year.
He's never shy of a sponsor, is he?
Yeah.
No. Look, maybe he ought to look at the company he's keeping too. He's also denying the reports that he's dating. He's denying that he's dating the porn actress as well.
He's being a bit of a bullfed. Like, he's got the way he's doing it anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Peter Ford with the latest on AJ Bridge and Spider Gold 92.5.
They just want a good show. That's all they want.
And the winner is...
I am going to Hollywood.
And cue music.
He's vacuumed and scotch-guarded the red carpet. He's emptied the trash can. Now he's got the dirt. It's Peter Hollywood.
Rich, Peter has come straight off afloat from a well-known Sydney display.
It's a pleasure to be here. Pleasure to be here.
You are.
The night of nights last night.
Can you explain what you're wearing? Peter Hollywood, thank you so much.
No worries. Thank
What's
you.
That, what are you wearing?
I've got the feather kind of a scarf, which is in now pink, and the red hat. Red was a very, very big colour and a little bit of glitter. So what do you think?
Sequence in feathers screams yes.
You look like a complete box head.
Anyway.
Yeah, well, this is coming off someone who's wearing a feeler top. That went out with Foster's. But anyway...
Here we go. So the Brownlow there, you just got absolutely smacked.
Brownlow, night of nights.
Yes. So the red carpet, who were the hosts, Peter Hollywood, or the red carpet?
Really interesting, the red carpet host, of course. I was alongside there with a lot of the other celebrities. Brendan Favola made a comeback on the red carpet. He's been banned from the Star or Crown Casino several times. Mm. And for those who don't know Brendan Favola, that's like having Todd Carney pretty much host the Deli M's or Charlie Sheen do the red carpet of the Grammys. So, it was an interesting choice.
Right, and, you know, the colours, the stars, it's good to see that red and pink are in with what you're wearing, but what were the colours and the stars of the season?
Pink, black, white. I don't know why girls... there's a lot of red. And the boys chase a red Sharon around all year. Why would they try and dress exactly like a Sharon football?
Because they want to be chased around.
Well, and a lot of see-through. There was see-through as well. That was 2016. Mm. So 2016.
Oh, really?
But Angelina Jolie, that split. You know the Angelina Jolie split?
Well, that split.
Oh, we all think about it. We've seen it. Now, and that was on show everywhere.
Now, Peter, there must have been a cold winter in Melbourne because the ladies, they get all in foal. They had big bumps.
In foal. My God.
Well, if you actually look back, they're all around about 6 months pregnant. Yeah. That was just a week before round one, which was Labor Day. They've taken that literally.
Okay.
It was Labor Day down there in Melbourne. So a week before, that was the. That's why they're all pregnant.
They were glowing. They were beautiful. And we've got any bad luck stories for the night, Peter Hollywood?
Oh, look, there's always bad luck stories. Of course, Patrick Dangerfield, who was suspended, who couldn't win the Brownlow medal. But more importantly, the Bachelorette. She was on Bachelor. Natalie Sadie. She was on the Bachelor some years ago. She had a stunning outfit. She had all her makeup done. Mm-hmm. She was ready to walk the red carpet.
Yes.
And then she was told she didn't have a ticket.
Oh.
Yep. She wasn't given a ticket, so then she had to carry her beautiful outfit and her sorry bum back off the red carpet and back home.
All right, Peter, best and worst dress, Peter Hollywood?
I still reckon, there's a no-show by Rebecca Judd, which was disappointing.
The Brownlow's is Rebecca Judd, isn't it?
And look... The older girls were fantastic. Nick Riewoldt, Catherine was beautiful. A long lemon classic number. Tanya Buckley looked good. But I'll give you my three worst. I thought there was a young lady by the name of Jeremy Howe's girlfriend. She had a Little Mermaid vibe going on.
Oh, I love the Little Mermaid.
Not really. It was like that under the sea. It was a green kind of ocean seaweed colour.
Right.
I was just happy Sebastian the Crab wasn't anywhere to be seen. Also, Nathan Fyfe's partner, Elaine Bradshaw, he saved money going to the Brownlow.
Right.
Because all he did was grab his banana's doilies and sew them all together.
I love that look.
It was not a good look. And the worst dressed for me.
Yes.
And there was a lot of contro there on the night because Gary Ablett. Obviously, Lauren Phillips is his ex. She was there. The moth that only comes out when the lights are on. She was there. And also his new partner, his new wife, Jordan Ablett, were there. They passed each other a few times throughout the night. Very tense. But Jordan won the worst dress of the night.
Don't do it just because you're jealous.
No, I'm not jealous. It was the fact that it was a really hard kind of coffee-coloured dress that wouldn't move. It had a slit all the way up the side. It panned out. Seriously, it looked like a dried-up latte.
Don't. But you love Makona. Would it be the full bean or the intense?
She was actually sponsored and dressed by our very good friends, Madison's.
AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Weekdays from 5 on 92.5 Gold FM.